the United Nations. The United Nations is a voluntary organization. It was created to maintain peace, promote the general welfare of people, and to gain respect for individual liberties and the right of people to determine their own future. The United Nations, like many national governments, has organs or divisions. These organs have functions which are comparable to those of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches of national governments. However, the United Nations does not have as much power over its member nations as national governments have over their people. The United Nations depends largely on the willingness of the member nations to cooperate in good faith. The idea of having an international organization to maintain peace and provide for the general welfare of people did not start with the UN. The League of Nations had been set up after the World War I and had been active for about 20 years until the outbreak of World War II. The UN Charter is the constitution of the organization. The Charter proclaims the determination of member nations to save succeeding generations from the evils of war, to affirm the equal rights of nations large and small, as well as of individuals, both men and women, and to promote social progress and better standards of life among all. The member nations made a commitment to practice tolerance and live together in peace with one another as good neighbors, and to unite their strength to maintain international peace and security. Although the UN is primarily an organization for maintaining peace, it has other important jobs too. These jobs include bringing about cooperation in dealing with economic and social problems and helping nations to develop economically and politically. The organization operates through its major organs, the General Assembly, the Security Council, the Economic and Social Council, the Trusteeship Council, the Secretariat, and the International Court of Justice. Besides these, there are a number of specialized agencies which focus on promoting the general welfare of the people of the world. The Food and Agricultural Organization was established for the purpose of providing better production and distribution of food and improving the dietary standards of people. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization was established on the principle that if people understand each other better, they will be less inclined to fight. Its greatest aim has been to wipe out illiteracy in the world. It is difficult to assess how successful the United Nations has been in achieving its goals, but it is trying hard and still remains the major source of hope for the nations of the world.